想勉励流泪说阿们。
So the topic for this afternoon is tearfully saying Amen.
早上我们听到高执事给我们的勉励。
So this morning we heard Deacon Gao's exhortation.
原来流泪也是一件好事。
That to cry is a good thing.
根据研究报告说，不流泪的男儿啊，他可能会比较短命。
And that according to some research reports that for males who do not cry, their lifespan is shorter.
所以不要男儿有泪不轻弹。
So we shouldn't hold back our tears.
我们男儿如果有眼泪，那就流泪吧。
So for us guys, if we need to shed tears, then we ought to.
但是流泪的时候要能够说阿们，那才是好的。
But while we shed tears, it is good that we can still say Amen.
Amen 是什么意思呢？
What does Amen mean?
我们祷告结束说阿们。
We conclude our prayers with Amen.
祝福结束，我们也说阿们。
After a blessing, we say Amen.
我们谢饭结束也说阿们。
After saying grace, we say Amen.
但是 Amen 并不是一个简单的结束用词。
But Amen is not just a simple word to conclude.
Amen 的意思包含了真实的、真诚的。
So the meaning of Amen includes true and sincere.
还有就是诚心所愿。
And that it is what we desire from our hearts.
所以当我们说 Amen 的时候
，So when we say Amen，
是表示我认同。
It means that I acknowledge.
我接受。
I accept.
我愿如此。
And let it so be done.
我们请看《生命记》的十一章。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 11.
我们读二十九节。
Verse 29.
生命记十一章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29.Now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal.
当以色列人将要进入迦南地的时候
When the children of Israel were about to enter Canaan land,
摩西吩咐以色列人说
Moses instructed them,
你们要将神的律法上祝福的话陈明在基利心山上
that you have to proclaim the blessings and the law of God on Mount Gerizim
将咒诅的话陈明在以巴路山上
and declare the words of curse on Mount Ebal
那在生命记的二十七章十五节以下
and Deuteronomy 27 verse 15 onwards
二十七章十五节以下
chapter 27 verse 15 onwards
我们看到摩西在这里加以说明
And Moses here he adds on.
每宣告一条，那百姓就要回应说 Amen.
In detail, Moses records, after each curse is proclaimed, then the people said Amen.
所以当他们说 Amen 的时候
，And when they say Amen,
意思不是说我听见了
，So this doesn't mean oh I hear you,
而是说我认同
，But rather I agree.
我愿意承担遵守或是违背所带来的后果。
I'm willing to bear the consequences of obeying or disobedience.
不是说我明白了。
It's not merely saying I understand.
而是说我接受。
But rather I accept.
我顺服并持守神的律法。
And I will submit and hold fast the law of God.
也不是说我知道了。
It's not just saying I know.
而是说我相信。
But I believe.
我愿你的话成就在我的身上。
May your word be fulfilled in my life.
所以阿们并不是一时兴起随随便便说了就了事的话。
So amen is not something that we casually say on us out of impulse.
是以信心坚定的对神的一个回应。
But rather it is our steadfast faithful response to God.
表示我们对神的信任和忠诚。
So it represents our trust and our faithfulness to God.
表示我们对神话的顺从和遵行。
And our obedience to His words.
但是很多时候，我们只是很随便的或者习惯性的说 Amen.
But many times we just say Amen casually or out of habit.
当我们口说阿门的时候
，When our mouth says Amen，
我们的心里常常没有很认真的、很坚定的跟神说阿门。
In our hearts, we have not yet seriously and steadfastly said Amen to God。
尤其是当我们在苦难中流泪的时候
，Especially when we are in suffering and shedding tears，
我们还能够坚定的跟神说阿门吗
？Are we able to with firmness say Amen to God？
我们在平安的时候啊，我们绝对没有困难说阿门的。
So in times of peace, we have no issue saying Amen.
但是在苦难的时候，我们就说不出阿门来了。
But once we are suffering, we cannot say Amen.
所以我们在美味佳肴的餐桌上，我们很感谢的说阿门。
So when the table has good food, with thankfulness, we say Amen.
但是当我们在病床上痛苦流泪的时候，还能够说阿门吗
？But can we still say Amen when we are in pain and crying in a sick bed？
我们在深知将心的时候，我们更加喜乐的说阿门。
When we are promoted and we get a pay raise, then we joyfully say Amen。
可是当我们在事业穷困的时候流泪了，还能够说阿门吗
？But when we are unemployed and struggling, are we able to say Amen？
所以当我们面对那些痛苦伤心的事
So when we face with painful and sad things
我们祷告祈求神帮助
We pray and ask God to help
但是祷告似乎是没有功效
But it seems like our prayers without any effect
我们的信心似乎也动摇了
And our faith is shaken
我们的心灵似乎也已经消沉了
And our spirit is cast down
我们想起神说
We call God's words
我与你同在
I will be with you.
但是我们其实感觉到那么样的孤单。
Yet we feel so lonely.
我们想起神说的。
We recall His words.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
但是我们却感觉到我们已经快支持不住了。
But we feel like we are unable to endure anymore.
所以我们会怀疑神。
So we begin to doubt God.
主啊，你是不是把我忘了
？God, have you forgotten me？
还是你的应许已经过期，不能够用了
？Or has your promises expired？
所以在这个时候，我们只是痛苦流泪，但是我们没有办法说出阿门。
In these times, we are in pain and we cry, but we are unable to say Amen。
但是如果在这个时候
，But in these times，
我们的眼在流泪
，If our eyes are weeping，
但我们的心却能很坚定地对神说阿门。
But in our hearts we can steadfastly say to God， Amen。
那就真的表示我们对神真的是信赖和忠诚是那么的深。
Then this shows how deep our trust and our faithfulness is to God。
我们流泪，因为我们痛
，So we cry because we are in pain。
我们说阿们，因为我们相信神是慈爱的，是信实的。
But we say Amen because we believe God is loving and faithful.
我们眼前的痛苦不能够抹杀掉主耶稣在十字架上所为我们受的苦。
The pain before our eyes cannot wipe away the pain that Jesus suffered on the cross for us.
不能够抹杀到主在十字架所表现给我们看到的神的爱。
It cannot wipe away the love of God that was demonstrated on the cross.
更不能够否定神的信实必定是成就的。
And it cannot deny that God's faithfulness will surely come to pass.
虽然不明白为什么神让这些苦难临到我们身上。
Though we do not understand why God allows these hardships to come.
虽然不知道为什么神不拯救我。
Though we don't understand why God has not delivered us.
但是我们仍然选择信任神，不离弃神。
We choose to trust God and not forsake Him.
我们流泪，但是我们说阿门。
Though we shed tears, yet we say Amen.
我们愿意学习约伯在苦难中流泪说阿门。
Are we willing to learn from Job to say Amen amidst our tears?
我们都知道约伯他是一个真正敬畏神的人。
We know that Job was one who truly feared God.
但是有一天他失去了他的一切。
But one day he lost everything.
所有的财产都失去了。
All his possessions were gone.
所有的儿女都死去了。
And all of his children died.
约伯在这个时候撕裂衣服，剃光他的头。
And at that point, Job he tore his clothes and shaved his head.
这是一个在极度悲伤、极度痛苦时候的表现。
This is an expression of extreme pain and sorrow.
但是我们看到约伯，他还是伏在地上下拜。
But we see Job, he still bowed on the ground and worshiped and said to God,
赏赐是耶和华。
So the Lord gave.
所以我信靠耶和华。
So I trust God.
所以我敬畏耶和华。
So I fear God.
收取也是耶和华。
And the Lord takes away.
所以我仍然是信靠耶和华。
So I still trust God.
我仍然是敬畏耶和华。
And I still fear God.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
不管是在他赏赐的时候，或者是在他收取的时候。
Whether the Lord gives or takes away.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
是可信可靠的。
He can be relied on and trusted.
是我们应当称颂的。
And we ought to praise him.
我们看到约伯，其实他根本不明白为什么这个苦难会临到他身上。
And we see that Job didn't understand why such great suffering came upon him.
我们也看到神没有拯救他，帮助他。
And we see that God did not deliver or help him.
但是他在这么痛苦的时候，仍然坚持他的信仰，不离弃神。
But in such pain, he held fast to his faith and did not forsake God.
他在流泪当中。他说 Amen.
So through his tears, even though he was crying, yet he said Amen.
如果我们也遭遇好像约伯那样的遭遇
，If we also faced what Job faced,
我们能够像约伯一样，眼在流泪，心里却对神说 Amen 吗
？Are we able to like Job, though we shed tears in our hearts, we say Amen?
还是我们在流泪责问神？
Or do we, while shedding tears, question God?
为什么不拯救我
？Why have you not delivered me?
如果我是一个作恶的信徒
，If I was a believer who did evil，
我受了这一些苦难
，And I faced these sufferings，
我没有话好说
，And I have nothing to say，
因为恶有恶报
，Because those who do evil shall be repaid。
但我是一个敬畏神的信徒啊
，But I'm a believer who fears God。
为什么神却任凭我遭受苦难而不伸手拯救我呢
？So why did God allow me to suffer and not save me？
我们总是不明白
，so we always do not understand。
但约伯记就是要告诉我们一个很重要的原因。
But the book of Job tells us an important reason。
为什么神任凭敬畏他的约伯遭受苦难而不拯救他
？Why did God allow Job who feared him to suffer and didn't deliver him？
我们请看约伯记的第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1。
我们读第八节到十二节。
Verses 8 to 12。
约伯记第一章第八节到十二节
verses 8 to 12 Job chapter 1 verses 8 to 12 Then the Lord said to Satan Have you considered my servant Job that there is none like him on the earth a blameless and upright man one who fears God and shuns evil So Satan answered the Lord and said Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him around his household and around all that he has on every side?You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person.
We see
God saying to Satan,
约伯是一个完全正直敬畏神的人。
So Job is a blameless and upright man, one who fears God.
撒旦他就挑战神说
So Satan challenges God and said,
约伯敬畏神其实无辜
Does Job fear God for nothing?
是因为你赐福给他，所以他才敬畏你。
It's because you bless him, that's why he fears you.
如果你拿去他一切所有，他就当面弃掉你。
If you remove all that he has, then he will curse you to your face.
撒旦的意思说，你给他糖吃，他当然叫你爸爸啦。
So what Satan is saying is that if you give him sweets, of course he will call you father.
很多小孩子不就是因为糖吃，他就叫你爸爸
？Is this not the case with many young children?
他吃了糖，他就说你是谁？
And after,
他吃了糖以后，他就反问你是谁。
Oh, but after he eats the sweet, then he asks, "Oh, who are you?"
神知道约伯是一个真正敬畏神的人。
But God knew that Job truly feared him.
所以神允许撒旦去攻击约伯，夺去约伯的一切。
Therefore, God allowed Satan to attack Job and take away all that he has.
神要显明一件重要的事情。
Because God wanted to manifest one thing.
要很清楚地告诉我们。
To clearly show us.
真正敬畏神的信仰不是建立在神的祝福。
So, true faith that fears God is not built upon God's blessings.
真正的敬畏神的信仰是建立在神的身上。
But true faith that fears God is built on God Himself.
那结果我们看到约伯打脸撒旦。
And the result was that Job put Satan to shame.
他在苦难中他已经失去他一切所有。
In his suffering, he lost everything.
神也没有祝福他什么。
And God did not bless him with anything.
但是约伯仍然持守他的纯正。
Yet Job still held fast to his integrity.
我们看到他仍然是那么样的敬畏神，没有离弃神。
We can see how much he feared God and did not forsake him.
约伯为我们做了一个美好的见证。
So Job has borne a beautiful testimony for us.
他也为神做了一个美好的见证。
And a beautiful testimony for God.
他可以没有神的祝福，但是他不可以没有神。
That he can do without God's blessings, but he could not do without God.
他身心都痛苦了。
He was in anguish in body and soul.
他满眼都是泪水了。
And his whole face was full of tears.
但是他流着泪说 Amen.
Yet, through his tears, he could still say Amen.
这一声 Amen 不能够叫黑夜立马就亮。
And this one, Amen, cannot cause the night or darkness to immediately light up.
这一声 Amen 就好像在黑暗当中插了一根的火柴。
But this Amen is lighting a match in the darkness.
这微弱的光照亮了他内心的深处。
And this dim light illuminated the depths of his heart.
让他在绝望的黑暗当中心灵能够看见神的同在。
That in the darkness of his despair, then his soul could see God's abidance.
所以他很坚定地说。
So he with resolve he could say,
我知道我的救赎主是活着的。
That I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我这个皮肉要灭绝了。
And after my skin is destroyed.
但是我在肉体之外，我必定得见神。
That in my flesh I shall see God.
这就是约伯流泪说的 Amen.
So this was Job's Amen through his tears.
这一声 Amen 也没有让他的病立马好起来。
And this Amen did not immediately help him recover.
但是这一声 Amen 却是叫撒旦示弱的声音。
But rather it was the sound of Satan's defeat.
因为约伯打脸撒旦。
Because Job put Satan to shame.
我敬畏神的信仰不是因为神的祝福。
That my faith that fears God is not because of his blessings.
乃是神是可信可靠应当称颂的。
But rather God is faithful, he can be relied on and ought to be praised.
这一声 Amen 见证了约伯是神的见证人，不是撒旦的见证人。
So this Amen shows that Job was a witness for God and not for Satan.
今天我们能不能够像约伯一样做神的见证人
？Today can we be like Job to be witnesses for God?
见证我们也是真正敬畏神的人。
To bear witness that we are those who truly fear God.
见证我们的信仰并不是因为要得到神的祝福，而是要得到神。
To testify that our faith is not to receive God's blessings, but to receive God.
如果能够这样
，If we can do this,
那我们就是神的见证人。
Then we are witnesses for God.
我们就能够像约伯一样打脸撒旦。
And just like Job, we can put Satan to shame.
还是我们不是做神的见证人，反而是做了撒旦的见证人。
Or are we not the witnesses of God, but witnesses of Satan?
约伯的妻子在这个时候，她做了撒旦的见证人。
Because the wife of Job at that point in time was a witness for Satan.
她的信仰是建立在神的祝福上的。
Her faith was built on God's blessings.
所以当她失去一切，没有神的祝福的时候，她就去掉神了。
So when she lost all the blessings of God, then she forsook God.
她在这个时候做了撒旦的见证人。
She was a witness for Satan.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
她还叫约伯，你也跟我一样去掉神吧。
And she even urged Job to do the same and forsake God.
不要再做神的见证人。
To no longer be a witness for God.
我们要做撒旦的见证人，打脸我们的神。
So to be a witness for Satan and put God to shame.
因为他让我们受苦了，不拯救我们。
Because he allowed us to suffer and has not delivered us.
我们为什么还要敬拜他呢
？Why worship him?
我们还为什么还要持守我们的信仰呢
？Why hold fast to our faith?
约伯在这个时候是责备他的妻子的。
And at this point, Job rebuked his wife.
他还是坚持他的信仰，他要做神的见证人。
He held fast to his faith to be witness for God.
他绝不打脸他的神，他反而是荣耀他的神。
And rather than putting God to shame, he glorified God.
我们请看哥林多后书的第一章。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
20节。
Verse 20.
哥林多后书第一章20节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us.
保罗在这里谈到说，叫神因我们得荣耀。
So here Paul says that through us God may be glorified.
其实我们在荣耀也没有办法增加神一点的荣耀。
In fact, no matter how much we glorify God, we cannot add to His glory.
因为神的荣耀是那么荣耀，我们怎么能够增加他的荣耀呢？
His glory is so glorious, how can we add to it?
但是保罗为什么在这里说，叫我们，因我们叫神得荣耀？
But why does Paul say, to the glory of God through us?
什么时候神能够因我们而得到荣耀。
So when is God glorified through us?
当然不是在我们拿金牌的时候了。
Of course not when we receive medals.
如果你拿金牌，不但你全家得荣耀，全国都为你感觉到荣耀。
So if you win a gold medal, not only your family is honored, the whole nation is honored because of you.
那一刻真的是很荣耀。
And that truly is glorious.
但是人家关注的是你怎么成功，你怎么样做得到的。
But people focus on how did you succeed, how did you do it?
并不是在荣耀神的。
And this is not glorifying God.
可是当我们一无所有，好像约伯的那样的时候。
But when we are like Job with nothing left,
我们仍然坚持敬畏真神。
Yet we still insist on fearing the true God.
我们仍然在苦难当中对神说 Amen.
And we still say Amen to God in suffering.
神就因我们而得荣耀。
Then God through us is glorified.
因为撒旦在控告我们，在神的面前控告我们。
Because Satan is accusing us before God.
神用他的祝福来收买我们。
That God is using His blessings to win us over.
我们不是真正敬畏神，乃是要得到神的祝福。
That we do not truly fear Him, but we want His, just want His blessings.
但是约伯打脸撒旦，荣耀真神。
But Job put Satan to shame and glorified the true God.
在这个时候，神真的因约伯得到荣耀。
And at that point in time, God was truly glorified through Job.
所以我们在苦难临到的时候。
So when sufferings come,
不要只是想到苦难这一方面。
Let us not only think about the aspect of suffering,
要想到约伯。
But let's consider Job.
我们在这个时候是做神的见证人，荣耀神，还是成为魔鬼的见证人，荣耀魔鬼呢？
So do we want to be witnesses for God and glorify Him or for Satan?
约伯记没有用什么高深的道理来跟我们解释这些深奥的道理。
So, these deep teachings, is not expounded deeply in Job.
他就是以约伯跟约伯的妻子在苦难中的反应来告诉我们，来教导我们。
Rather, it teaches us through the reactions of Job and his wife.
让我们在苦难的时候
，so that when we are in suffering,
我们要跟从谁？我们要学习谁
？Who do we want to follow and learn from?
在苦难中向约伯流泪说阿门的人。
So those who like Job say Amen in their tears.
他的信仰才是真实的信仰。
Their faith is true.
他才是真正神看重的人。
They are those whom God truly esteems.
许多人嘲笑那些流泪的人。
So many will laugh at those who cry.
但是神却称赞流泪但说阿门的人。
But God praises those who, despite their tears, say Amen.
你看在诗篇里面有很多流泪的诗篇。
In the Psalms, there are many psalmists who wept.
这些诗人他们都遭遇各种各样的苦难。
And all these psalmists, they face all sorts of suffering.
他们一面受苦，一面流泪祷告神。
And on one hand, they suffer. On the other hand, they shed tears and pray to God.
神啊，为什么我们遭受这么多的苦难？
Lord, why do I face so many afflictions?
为什么我们这么多的被攻击？
Why are there so many who attack me?
更重要的，他们问神。
But more importantly, they ask God,
你为什么好像忘记了我们?
Why does it seem like you have forgotten us?
你为什么好像离我们这么样的远?
Why does it seem like you are so far away?
当我们需要你、寻求你的时候，你在哪里?
When we need you and seek for you, where are you?
有些说的更重的埋怨的话。
And some speak even more, they complain against God.
但是到最后你发现到他们都同样的对神说
Yet ultimately in the end they all say to God
主啊我们仍然信靠你
Lord yet I will still trust in you
你仍然是我们的依靠
You are still my reliance
你开恩怜悯帮助我们
May you have grace and mercy upon us
他们流泪但是他们说 Amen 他们没有因此离弃神
Though they shed tears they still said Amen and did not forsake God
这一些人就是流泪说 Amen 的人，是神所看重的人。
These are those who, despite their tears, say Amen and are esteemed by God.
因为神把他们所写的这些流泪诗篇都留在圣经里面。
Because God has preserved all of their tearful psalms in the Bible.
神要借助他们这些流泪诗篇来告诉我们。
And through their tearful psalms, He tells us.
神看见你的眼泪。
That God sees our tears.
神看重你的眼泪。
He esteems our tears.
但并不是说所有的眼泪神都看重哦。
But not all tears are precious in His sight.
因为有些眼泪是因为罪。
Some tears are because of sin.
因为自私。
Selfishness.
因为贪心。
Greed.
有一些是埋怨神、责备神的眼泪。
Some are complaining and blaming God.
神看重的是在苦难中仍然敬畏神、仍然说 Amen 的人。
So God esteems the tears of those who, in suffering, fear God yet and say Amen.
我们请看诗篇的一百二十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 126.
我们读第五节跟第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
诗篇一百二十六篇。第五跟第六节。
Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
这是我们熟悉的经文。
This is a passage we are familiar with.
我们的赞美诗也有一首特别的说的。
And
流泪沙中。欢呼收割。
And in our hymn book, a hymn says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy."
我们要注意的是，这个诗人他并没有因为流泪痛苦，他就躺平，什么都不再做。
What we must pay attention to is how the psalmist, while in tears, he didn't just give up and do nothing.
他的心还在痛。
His heart is still in pain.
环境还是没有一点改变。
And the environment has not changed.
但是他还是带种，流泪出去撒种。
Yet, with tears, he still goes forth to sow the seed.
因为他相信神所应许的将来的丰收。
Because he has faith, in the harvest that God has promised.
现在流泪撒种的。
That now those who sow in tears.
将来必要欢欢乐乐的。带禾滚回来。
That in the future they shall come again with rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
所以他不因眼前的痛苦而放弃撒种。
So he does not give up sowing the seed because of his tears.
纵使眼前他眼睛已经被泪水迷糊他的视线。
And though his vision has been blurred by all his tears.
但他坚定他的脚步踏出去。继续的撒种。
But he is firm in his steps and goes out to sow the seed.
我们遭受到痛苦流泪的事情的时候
，When we face with pain that causes us to weep，
我们是在流泪抱怨，什么都不做，自暴自弃。
So do we complain and shed as we shed tears? Do we do nothing and just murmur?
还是我们带种流泪出去，继续撒种？
Or do we, with our tears, go out and continue to sow the seed?
流泪恳求，那是种子。
So, all our tearful requests, that is the seed.
流泪等候，那也是种子。
This seed is us, shedding tears, waiting on God.
流泪顺服。
Shedding tears, submitting to God.
流泪侍奉。
Shedding tears, serving God.
流泪忍耐。
Shedding tears and enduring,
或是流泪饶恕
or shedding tears and forgiving.
这都是我们撒出去的种子。
These are all the seeds that we sow.
这些种子有一天它会发芽成长的。
And these seeds one day will germinate and grow.
因为神应许。
Because God has promised.
流泪撒种的将来被欢欢乐乐带着禾捆回来。
That those who sow in tears, they will come with rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
也许不是你所想要的时间。
Even if it's not at the time you expected.
也许也不是你所想要的那一种方式。
Or not the way in which you imagined.
但是一定会有收成的。
But there will surely be harvest.
所以我们每个人都会碰上流泪伤心的时候。
So all of us will face with pain and shedding of tears.
但是我们不要因此躺平，不要因此自暴自弃，放弃一切。
But let us not lie still and complain and give up on all things.
我们相信神的应许。
We have faith in the promise of God.
流泪撒种的必定欢呼收割的。
The day that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
收割之前乃是要撒种。
And before you can reap, you must sow.
你没有撒种，你怎么希望有收成？
If you do not sow, how can you expect to reap?
欢呼之前是有流泪。
And before you can rejoice, there will be weeping.
没有流泪，你怎么知道那个真正欢乐的宝贵？
And if you do not weep, how will you know how precious true joy is?
信仰的路必定会面对这一切。
And we will face all of this in our journey of faith.
但是我们应该坚持我们对神的信心。
But we have to hold fast our faith to God.
只是很可惜，今天很多信徒在流泪的时候不会说 Amen.
But it's such a pity that many believers in their tears, they do not know how to say Amen.
他们说了无数次的 Amen.
They say countless Amens.
但是没有一次是流泪说 Amen.
But never once in their tears do they say Amen.
因为他们已经说过了。
Because they have said before.
主啊，你给我平安，我一定说 Amen.
Lord, if you give me peace, I'll definitely say Amen.
但如果你给我的是痛苦，我不说 Amen.
But if you give me pain, then I will not.
他们这种信仰不是因为敬畏神。
So such a faith is not out of fear of God.
乃是因为他们要得到神的祝福。
But because they want the blessings of God.
有祝福当然 Amen, 没有祝福啊什么 Amen?
When there's blessings, of course we'll say Amen.
这是约伯妻子的信仰。
And this is the faith of Job's wife.
这种信仰是脆弱的，经不起魔鬼的试探的。
And this faith is weak and cannot stand fast against Satan's temptations.
我们的信仰应该是
，So our faith should be as such.
平安的时候说 Amen.
In times of peace, we say Amen.
苦难的时候也说 Amen.
We say Amen in sufferings.
欢笑的时候说 Amen.
In laughter, we say Amen.
流泪的时候也说 Amen.
And in tears, we say Amen.
因为主耶稣已经很清楚地告诉我们。
Because Jesus has already clearly told us.
跟随他的路不是大路，而是一条小路。
That this way to follow him is not the broad way, but the narrow way.
不是康庄大道。乃是坎坷不平的小道。
Not the smooth highway, but it is a rough and narrow road.
我们请看诗篇的84篇。
We look at Psalm 84.
我们读第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7. Psalm 84, verses 5 to 7. Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
心中向往锡安大道去朝见神的人变为有福。
So blessed is the man whose in their hearts have highways to Zion.
但是他们必要经过流泪谷。
But they have to pass through this valley of Baca or this valley of weeping.
流泪谷是代表遭遇痛苦伤心的事。
So this valley of Baca represents encountering pain and hardships.
有些人经过流泪谷，他们就离开神了。
So some people in the valley of Baca, they forsake God.
他们不再走这个锡安大道。
They no longer walk on this highway to Zion.
有一些人经过流泪谷，他们更加的信靠神。
But some, as they walk through this valley of Baca, they learn to have more trust in God.
他们靠神力上加力，个人到锡安去朝见神。
And they rely on God to go from strength to strength to each appear before God in Zion.
今天我们也是走锡安大道，我们也是要朝见神的人。
Today we are also walking on this highway to Zion to appear before God.
我们也是要经过流泪谷的。
And we also have to pass through this valley of Baca.
就像我们当中有不少的人，他正在经历这些痛苦流泪的事情。
And in our midst, there are many of us going through a lot of difficulties, and we are shedding tears.
家庭的问题啦
，family problems，
工作的问题啦
，difficulties at work，
身体的疾病啦
our health，
心灵的孤单啦
，the loneliness of our souls。
侍奉的疲惫灰心了。
We are weary and discouraged in our service.
也许你正在问神为什么。
So perhaps you might be asking God why.
但是神不是给我们答案。
But God doesn't answer us.
但是神给我们学习。
But He wants us to learn.
因为信仰并不是建立在我不明白。
Because faith is not established on not understanding.
信仰乃是建立在我相信神。
But rather, I have faith in God.
所以我们真的会碰到很多的为什么，但是都没有答案。
So we will face many whys and have no answer.
很多事情发生了，但是我们都不明白。
Many things happen and we don't understand.
在这个时候，是我们一个很大的考验。
And at that point in time, it's a great test for us.
你还在苦苦追求答案吗？
Do we still bitterly seek an answer?
得不到答案，你要怎么样反应呢？
And how will you respond if there is no answer?
你还要敬拜神吗？还是放弃神，选择别的神？
Will you still worship God or will you forsake Him?
还是你在怀疑你所拜的神，你是怀疑你所信的信仰？
Or will you begin to doubt this God you worship or this faith you believe in?
所以我们要记住一件重要的事情。
There's something important we must remember.
这个信仰乃是因为我相信这位神。
This faith is stems from me believing in God.
这位神创造了一切，也创造了我。
And this God created all things and created me.
是我应当敬拜他的。
So I ought to worship Him.
不但是这样。
And not only this.
这位神还为了我的罪而牺牲他的生命救赎我。
This God for my sins, He sacrificed His life to save me.
让我将来可以免去审判，可以站立在神的面前得救。
That I can pass through judgment and I can stand before God.
谁能够赐给我这种的恩典？
Who else can give me such grace?
谁能够替我死赎去我的罪？
Who can die for me for my sins?
没有人。
No one.
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
所以我说。
So I say,
我们再大的痛苦也不能够抹杀神在十字架上的痛苦。
That's why I said, no matter how great our pain, it cannot erase the great pain of Jesus on the cross.
不能够否定他爱我们的那种大爱。
Cannot deny His great love for us.
所以我们纵使有很多的不明白。
So though there's a lot we do not understand.
纵使我们流了很多的泪。
Though we shed many tears.
但是我仍然相信耶稣。我的主。
Yet I still believe in Jesus, my Lord.
我仍然像约伯一样伏在地上向他下拜。
And I still, just like Job, bow down on the ground and worship.
耶和华是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
我可以没有一切。
I can lose everything.
但我不可以没有神。
But I cannot lose God.
我们看诗篇的启示录的二十一篇。
Look at Revelation 21.
第十节
verse 4 Revelation 21 verse 4 Verse 4 And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
这里说神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Here it says God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
我们要注意的是
We must take note.
神不是叫天使来擦去。
God didn't ask the angels to wipe their tears.
也不是叫圣徒来擦去。
He didn't ask the saints to wipe their tears.
是神自己擦去我们的眼泪。
Rather, God Himself will wipe away our tears.
虽然没有人看见你的眼泪。
Though no one sees our tears.
但是主看见了。
But our Lord sees.
虽然没有人帮你擦去眼泪。
Though no one helps us wipe our tears.
但是主说他要擦去你的眼泪。
But God says He will wipe our tears.
主要用他那个钉痕的手。
He wants to use his nail-pierced hands,
好像慈祥的母亲,
just like a loving mother,
轻轻地抹去你脸上的泪痕,
to gently wipe away our tears from our face.
神没有让我们不流泪,
so God does not stop us from crying,
因为神知道,
because God knows,
只有流过泪水的眼睛才能够看得更清。
Only the eyes that have shed tears can see more clearly.
只有流泪说的 Amen 才是更真实的信心。
Only the Amen said, in our tears is true faith.
流泪说的 Amen 让我们跟神更加的亲近。
So the Amen that we say in our tears brings us closer to God.
所以现在我们流泪说 Amen.
So now in our tears we say Amen.
但是将来我们一定喜乐地说 Hallelujah.
But in the future we'll say Hallelujah with joy.
好像启示录所记载的。
Like what Revelations records.
他们众圣徒都向这一位神下拜。
That this great multitude, all the saints, they worship God.
他们都高声呼叫 Hallelujah.
And they cry out Hallelujah.
那个声音好像打雷的声音。
And the sound is like a great thunder.
我们现在流泪说 Amen.
So now in our tears we say Amen.
但是将来我们定跟他们一起欢唱欢呼叫 Hallelujah.
But in the future together with them we will cry out with joy Hallelujah.
那一天神要亲自擦去我们的眼泪。
And on that day God will personally wipe away our tears.
叫我们永远不再流泪。
And that we will never tear again.
Amen.
Amen.